Hey, everybody. Welcome to I'm Going to Ask Dad. Clearly, we're trying a new setup today. We want to do some shorts and reels for everybody, kind of give ideas of what's going on inside of our podcasts, and we're working out the kinks of everything. This is what we've got today. So, welcome. I'm Dad, and hello, son.
Hello.
What are we going to talk about today, man?
Marijuana, I think. I don't know. It's not okay. It might be my job to keep track of that, in all honesty.
Well, that's why we talked about it beforehand. But yeah, marijuana is what we decided on.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, yeah, we decide on something, but if you have something else pop up into your head, do that too. So, what kind of questions do you have?
Do you believe... hold on. A lot of questions running through my head. Do you... as a... so, do you believe marijuana should be legal or illegal on a federal level?
Legal.
Why?
It's a plant.
Yes, but also... yes, but the effects it... but also it's addicting when smoked. But also when it is...
is it?
It's a hallucinogenic drug. Of course it is.
It doesn't make it addicting.
You have a good point. Yeah, but
follow up to last week's episode of my alcoholism. Like, that was an addiction. I smoked for 6 years. Quitting smoking was harder than quitting drinking physically. My physical addiction to smoking cigarettes was more difficult than the alcohol. I smoke marijuana rarely, and I am not pulled to do it through convulsions, or compulsion. I am not like, oh my God, I have to go smoke weed right now. I have some thoughts to that I think your questions in the future will lead me into, but let's, what were you going to say there?
You answered all my points. you have a counter argument for everything I was going to say.
Well, ask the questions, because who knows where that takes us? Like, who knows where the conversation goes?
So you said you smoke marijuana rarely, correct?
About once a week, yep. Maybe twice sometimes. About once.
Okay, that's a bit more frequently than I originally thought, but okay. Why? Why do you usually... What's the reason for such a scheduled smoking? No, it's not smoking. What would be a better term? Oh.
Yeah, I know there's a few different ways.
Well, there's multiple ways of consumption. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah, no, I generally smoke flower. In fact, yeah, it's been a long time since I've done anything else. It's been leaves rolled up and cigarette rolls, and that's what I smoke. My reason for it is, what's the best way to put this? You called it a hallucinogen, like a psychedelic,
hallucinogenic drug.
Like it creates a psychedelic experience. It used to be, I think it does it to me, it opens up a gateway in the mind. And in my past, I would say more than 2 years ago, when I would use marijuana, it would be a gateway to escape from my own mind, to get away from what was happening in my own mind. And when I no longer could run away from the things...
That's kind of what alcohol was, except for your emotions.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not your thoughts.
Yeah, the alcohol subdued the emotional piece. The marijuana helped me... like, remove myself from the thoughts of it. It all did, really. Like it when I think of addictions, I think of coping mechanisms, and for a place in which I didn't have mental coping mechanisms, I wasn't able to think of my own emotions and thoughts, so I used addictions. Now I see it opening a gateway to my inner self. So when I smoke, my sole focus is to sit and be with myself. And some of the most profound things I've learned about myself have been in that space. I actually just had one happen Saturday night.
Yeah, you told me about that. Should I talk about that on here, or is that...
That's fine, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you said you met the deep lust demon inside you.
Yep.
That's, yeah.
And that's that piece of psychedelic, right? Like, it's clearly I'm not seeing a demon. There's no demon sitting in front of me. But what I saw when I turned into myself, as I was having a... an argument with myself realistically about how I was going to spend time with myself. That demon of lust, was telling me these things, to do these things that has told me my entire life. And for the first time in my life ever, I asked it, why would I do that right now? Why would I do this? Why would I do that? And it didn't have an answer for me. And in that space, I came to realize that demon was actually just my inner child that had never been parented in how to deal with lustual feelings. Like, as a child, I never got talked to, like, you're going to have this. You've got to understand that it's your responsibility to keep control of yourself, have consent, things like that as you get into, adult activities. But having that recognition that nobody had ever parented this child. And guess what? I have a child that's roughly the same age. So if I don't know how to parent my own inner child, how am I going to parent my child? Right? So I had to take this guy and go, hey man, it's okay. We got this. I'm going to show you how to do this. The answer is no, we're not going to do that. And do I believe that I could have found that space without marijuana? Yes, absolutely. I do. I have just found it as a very useful tool for me to get into my space of what my faith is.
So, how do you feel about the rules and regulations on marijuana that the federal government has put in place? Because I'm confused how it's able to be legal in the states, but also illegal on a federal level.
Because the jurisdictions are covered by different agencies. Like, I think it would be, I don't know, the ATF or the FBI that would investigate me for marijuana. But the state police aren't going to, because it's legal in the state that we live in. So, like, There's regulated, like, you can't smoke it on your front lawn. You'd have to smoke it in your back lawn. You can't smoke it in public places. Like, they've got some rules around it, much like alcohol. I don't know if there's places you can consume at here. There's not that I wear. I think you have to do it in a personal space. I don't think you can, like, go to a marijuana bar and smoke.
Not yet, anyways.
Yeah. I think the regulations they had, like, they don't, I grew up, I didn't smoke until I was 19. First time I ever smoked marijuana, I was 19 years old. Girl I was dating at the time, she was a regular smoker, and I turned to her, it was probably like 6 months, and I said, I want to try it. I want to experience life. And that was kind of a beginning for me of, like, experience the things that there are in life. I'll tell you what, the first time, though, I was sitting across, and the dude we went and met, he was sitting in a beanbag chair. I was sitting in a beanbag chair. He was, like, straight ahead of me in the other room, or in the room. Like, I was looking at him, and his head kept going like this. Like, his body stayed the same size, but his head just kept doing this. No, not literally. Like,
from your perspective.
Yeah, like, his head was like, and I was like, what is happening to me? And then when I was walking home, I couldn't keep myself up straight, so I had to put my arms out and touch both walls on the hallway and hold myself up not really. I was walking just fine, but like I felt like I had to hold myself up. I didn't do it very often back then. It wasn't until it became legal in our state. It was about to become legal in the state was where I was like, okay, I'm going to make this a part of my thing. But again, that was, it became a coping to not deal with things I wasn't dealing with rather than, you know, sit down, smoke, meditate, and be really reflective of who I am on the inside.
So, yeah, we can see how your use of it has changed over the... at least you can. I can't.
Right.
I would say you... Do you have any questions for...
Like you've seen me differently in it.
Do you have any questions for me?
Do I have any questions for you?
Mm. Not saying that you do, since this is a topic that is, you know.
Do you think you'll ever do it?
Depends if it becomes ever becomes illegal on a federal level, since I don't want to go to prison, personally.
How... I don't know how much you remember. How do you think it's affected... your life? How do you think the change in its use that I have has impacted your life?
Well, I wouldn't have the father I do now if you hadn't started changing the way you'd used it.
Yeah, who knows what life would have been like, right? Like, if I hadn't done a lot of the things I've done?
There would probably be a lot less aggression, but you would still be parenting me how you knew how, which was not the best way, to say the least.
You know what I've learned?
Look, I just don't want to offend you. That's all I'm going to say.
You're not going to offend me. I was there too.
Good point.
It wasn't the best. But here's a thought I've had in the time, especially as I find like parenting my own inner child, right? Like that's what I found the other night. All of my demons, all of my sins, those are just my inner child that's never been parented the way it needed to be parented. Who better than me to parent those things? Because I know what I need. So my parenting now, and I know you see this, includes a lot of like, hey, how do you want this to go? How are you feeling about this? What direction do you want to take? And if it's something I can be supportive of, trying to take steps within that, because, you know, I'm going to endeavor to keep you safe, but I'm also going to let you explore who you are to find on your own. And you're not going to be able to do that if I don't let you find that path. So you get to like, you know, you're coming into your teenage years. Let's say that demon of lust pops itself up into you. I was ashamed of the things I experienced. I would never have talked to my parents about it. But I'm trying to create a world where if that comes into you, you know you can come talk to me. You know that I'm going to be there to speak with you freely, candidly, and honestly, and acknowledge, like, yeah, it can be tough. Here's how I've dealt with some of those things. I can't have that conversation with you if I've never dealt with it, right? And is how I deal with it going to be the right way for you to deal with it? No. But when you gain perspective into the world, it was a conversation I had with somebody Friday that gave me the little bit that I sat with thinking about that led me to coming face to face with that demon. It was, I had acknowledged something with myself that I didn't have as much control over as I'd like to have. And it's a battle I've had. And acknowledging that to the person and having a conversation in their response to be able to reflect on and go, why is that with me? Why is that the thing? And that's where the demon started going, like, because that's what you want to do. This, and just going, it's not though. Like, I actively had the thought, that's not what I want. Why am I letting myself think that way? you're waiting until it's federally legal. Do you know anybody?
If it ever
Do you know anybody in your like school that does it? Or ever heard anybody talking about it? You don't have to like say names or anything, just like a
Nope, but if I did, I'd immediately call the ATF.
Maybe talk to me. We'll probably just like go let your principal know that there's students on campus.
Under the effects of, I shouldn't say under the effects. Maybe it's out of their system. But maybe push for daily random, but maybe push for a random once a month drug test. Maybe twice a month.
Nah. So with marijuana, it's actually one that will stay in your system or can stay in your system for 30 days. Like if you, one of the tests they do is hair. If you cut my hair, you would find traces of marijuana residue in it.
Yeah. How long is it detected by other kinds of methods? I'm not sure.
I think, like, well, the hair one with will the, always be there.
Yeah, so not hairy, because we do not want to punish somebody for something they may have accident. Maybe they accidentally sniffed one of their parents' clouds after they had smoked some, and that got into their hair, and now all of a sudden you have a student being expelled for something their parents did.
Come into my room, and it was just a giant cloud, and you're like, oh, God. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to, if I'm understanding, or if I remember correctly, THC breaks down into THOOC, and that's the molecule they try to detect in your body. And I want to say like urine samples, it's 30 days, but it also really kind of depends on how much and how frequently you do it. Because if you do it daily heavily, like it'll build up in your system. Whereas me, you know, the once or twice a week, just a bit, it, it's not going to sit in my system as long. And I want to say it's one that stores in your fat cells. So that can have an impact as well. Particularly, like, I've been losing weight lately.
So, theoretically, physically removing the fat and then testing it for THOOC would be a test for marijuana.
I would imagine.
That would, yeah. But the issue is the person actually has to have fat cells.
Well, we'll have fat cells somewhere.
Yeah, but it has to be a physical enough point that you can, I mean, given we live in America, is that too specific? Will we have to censor that?
No, I think the big thing with it is, you know, I've heard there's been the push lately for the, you know, legalization of marijuana. I don't remember what year it started, 2014 or something like that. I think Colorado made it legalized. And what is it, 28 states now, 30-some states now? There are people that I've heard express the idea that we should legalize all of the drugs. You know, mushrooms,
no.
Heroin.
No, just no.
But hear it out. Hear it out, right? Because then it becomes regulated. Then it becomes, we understand the dosings better. We understand how to, you know, you should only use this much if this is your body weight or this is your body fat type. You know, we have more understanding. And then
because,
what you find.
Because people are actually allowed to do, scientists are actually allowed to do the test on the stuff.
Right. So, like, that's
but
a
I
train
still
of thought.
I think it's an absolutely terrible idea.
Well, think about it. On the back side, like, the people that would never do heroin because it is illegal, right? Maybe some of them are going to do heroin. Maybe some of them don't know how to use heroin, so they overdose. Like, that's a crazy thought that you're going to lose people because we don't want to handle it.
Yeah. That is why I think it's an absolutely terrible idea. Because all of a sudden, the OD deaths spike up.
Yeah. It's
they jump.
Yeah. It's really, but maybe, now think about that. They jump as in terms of the people that currently use, but the number of people that use would increase, so the actual percentage of OD might go down.
But still, you have to look at the number of casualties, not the percentage.
Yeah, I'm not trying to validate human life loss. Like that should never be something anybody like tries to be a proponent for, but they're like there's to acknowledge that there are many different ways to look at a problem.
Can you OD on marijuana?
I've never heard of a case.
I'll have to search that up now. No.
I know there's been points where I'm like, wow, that was more than I really intended on smoking. Like, I'm much higher than I ever really want to be. I don't like getting really high because my body stops functioning. Like, I don't want to do anything. I just want to lay down and not do anything. And I don't like being in that space. So
maybe it gets to the point where it affects your brainstem enough that you have to start manually beating your heart. I don't know.
No, it's nothing like that. Like, those regulatory systems still work. It's just like a laziness that's how it affects me. I also know people that, you know, they have ADHD or other, I don't know what you would say, cognitive functions, neurotypical.
Non-neurotypical. I don't know. I don't know the term either. Yeah,
what is the term? Neuroatypical? Oh, gosh, I can't remember the term. But I know people that, like, particularly ADHD, when they smoke marijuana, they are able to focus on tasks much more effectively. Whereas, like,
okay, maybe I do see the point in legalizing it on a federal level so that people can actually do the test on the effects that it has on ADHD and such.
Yeah, and I think that would be a big thing. But do you know why it's illegal?
Why?
So it's sister plant. I think they're technically two different plants, but they're categorized together. Hemp. It's so the paper industry was getting big, right? And hemp was coming along. Hemp makes more durable fabric than cotton. It makes a stronger and more, or it makes a stronger paper. It's cheaper to make. It's easier to make after they invented a machine called the decorticator. And it grows faster than trees. And, like, so it was going to outbeat paper. But the guy that, like, had the monopoly on paper in America, like, lobbied the federal government to make it illegal so that nobody could study it and use it for anything.
Welcome to Capitalism 101.
Exactly. I don't know the truth of that, honestly. Like, I've never done the research on that myself, but I've heard that story repeated a lot over the years, that's why there was such a push against marijuana back in the 20s or whatever it was. 60s? There's an old movie called...
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, what was it called? Reefer Madness. Oh, man, we'll watch some clips of it after this. Reefer Madness, it's like the propaganda movie against marijuana, and it's so funny because I've never seen people like act that way smoking marijuana. Let's see, federal legalization. No, I think those are my questions for you. Did you come up with any new ones for me?
No, I don't. Well,
I think I got it. You think I hit it? I explained myself.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one more. How do you feel about me using it?
Honestly, really, I can't get mad since... Okay. I don't want to get the ATF called on you. Not saying I would. Like, I'm not saying...
Yeah, they're... I'm listen, not
saying I...
They're going to focus on people that are, you know, growing hundreds or thousands of plants and transporting it across state lines. Like, that's what they're going to worry about. They're not going to worry about the guy that has half an ounce in his bedroom that he smokes once a week, sometimes twice.
No, they're going to focus on they're going to try and take it down at the root, at the root source, not.
Yeah, like they'll worry about it. Yeah, they'll worry about big organizations before they're concerned with a little guy in a state where it's legal. But other than that, what do you think about me using it?
I honestly think it's been a helpful tool in your recovery, and in all honesty, I support it. I support it for a different reason than you might think.
What's that?
It helped you on your path to recovery, I think. It made your recovery easier for you, and therefore we got to this point sooner than we would have otherwise.
You know, there's a belief in some recovery advocates that you shouldn't do it, right? Because it's a potential to fall back into to other ways. But I also heard it said a few times by,
Moderation.
no, not, I mean, yeah, it like alcohol was my problem. Alcohol was the thing I turned to. I never turned to marijuana. Marijuana was.
But marijuana was another addiction you had at the time. I think got.
And see, here's the thing, right? Like nicotine, when I smoked cigarettes, I turned to it to calm down my stress that I had. Alcohol, I turned
One
to
reason
calm
for
down my emotions. I it was never a thought of I need marijuana. Like that was never the process I had. It was just something I did alongside everything else. It was never the I have to smoke because of this thing or that thing. So like, I don't see that I needed recovery from marijuana. I needed recovery from alcohol. And then the marijuana has added a
actually helped.
benefit. Yeah, like now that I, because it was, I mean, there was 8 months, roughly 8 months of completely sober of everything besides caffeine, where I did no drug in my body.
I mean, okay, so I honestly am really confused right now because caffeine's legal and it's a stimulant,
Yeah.
but I mean, alcohol's legal, which is a depressant, I think.
Yep.
But marijuana is illegal, which is a hallucinogen.
Yeah.
You get all three categories if the federal government just legalizes marijuana. But no, somehow the bribery from back when, somehow that leaks into everyday things like this.
You know, the biggest thing that I see that it comes down to for all of it is it's not so much willpower as, because you hear that a lot, like I wish they had the willpower to stop doing this thing or that thing. And it's not so much that I didn't have willpower when I went through recovery. It was that I didn't want to have willpower. Like I didn't want to stop drinking for a long time. Because it helped me with things. I have willpower against marijuana. Like, it's never been a problem for me to have willpower against marijuana when I decided I wanted to have willpower against marijuana. Like, I'm not going to smoke tonight. I can make that statement and I know it's going to be true because I've said it now. It's not my plan. I have a night that I typically do it on, and I have another night that if I'm also going to do it a second time, that's the night I do it on. So it's very like rhythmic and scheduled into my day, but it's not a necessity that I go do it those days either.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I can. Yeah, let's. Anyways, like, subscribe, comment if you want or not. I don't care.
Give us some ideas. Let us know how we're doing. Let us know what you think about the topics, the subjects. I can't wait for the first person to call me a terrible father for having these discussions with a 13-year-old son.
It's gonna happen one of these
You know
days.
it's
I
gonna happen.
guarantee
Somebody's gonna do it.
Yeah.
All right, man. Any more before we go?
No,
All right. Signing off.
and
Have a good day, everybody.